Will Congress fix this? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's how Congress could fix the 501c4 scandal. Congress needs to demonstrate how to non-intrusively measure social welfare, because that's what's behind this whole mess. Congress's decision to maintain this weird 501c4 tax exemption for groups engaged primarily in social welfare. Now, most of us would take primarily to mean more than 50%. So how do we calculate that? We all agree it's wrong to target groups for their politics or to ask intrusive questions like who are your donors and what books do you read. But if that's the wrong way, then what's the right way? What do you do if you have an organization that is obviously involved in politics because it's campaigning for political candidates, but which is demanding a tax exemption by claiming it's primarily engaged in social welfare? What the IRS would have to do, and if anybody has a better idea, raise your hand, it would have to find out how each staff member of the organization is spending his or her time. So agents would have to non-intrusively ask for timesheets and then trust what the timesheets say, or assign an agent to non-intrusively spend a few weeks following the staff around. Or Congress could admit that 501c4 is a dumb rule and just repeal it. And then these groups could drop the social welfare charade, organize themselves as regular corporations, and avoid taxes the honest way by hiring aggressive lawyers and clever accountants. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.